When did you first hear about Three Mile Island and from whom?
Well, I had heard a little of it in the morning on the radio. Mm-hmm.
Before you came to work?
Right. I didn't think too much of it, but then when we got in, when I got in here...
What day was this? Wednesday? Was it like the first day?
The first day, yeah. It's hard to remember. And then when I got in here, they were pretty busy, you know, in the news mm-hmm. department. I didn't think much of it, but you heard little bits and pieces, you know. It was like there was no excitement right then. Mm-hmm. And then about 10 o'clock, we gals were down on break, and one of the fellows came down and said, "We might have to evacuate." I said, "Well, it's really gotten bad there." You know, it's mm-hmm. starting to get panicky at that point, excitement.
Did you follow news any more closely than you usually did?
Oh, yes. And then, you know, working in here, you know, they mm-hmm. were trying to stay up on it. But at first, it wasn't really all that true. It was really the excitement of the, you know, they thought they'd have to evacuate. And mm-hmm. it was really quite bad for a while until they brought, the men from Washington came up to check it out a little mm-hmm. closer to see what was going on.
What media did you use most? Newspapers or TV or radio?
TV. And the radio and the Sentinel.
For no apparent reason. How do you think the media handled the situation?
Well, geez. I guess they handled it as best they could, you know. They were really quite excited there for a while today, I think, until they calmed down to what they were going to do and mm-hmm. things, you know. I guess they kept us informed as best they could, you know. Being 30 miles away, you know, I thought they did okay, you know.
Okay, how about the government officials? How do you think they handled it?
Oh, geez. Well, I thought the governor got a little excited there for a while. Mm-hmm. Till I forget who the guy is.
Denton.
Yeah, I thought he was so good looking. I think he handled things as well. You know, I think he got things on the right track.
Mm-hmm. How about MedEd? How do you think they handled it?
I thought they were a little sneaky. You know, kind of kept things undercover.
Do you think those in charge or in control of the situation?
You mean MedEd or whatever?
The people that were in charge of the Three Mile Island.
I don't really think... Well, I don't really want to say. I wasn't there, so, you know, you hear different stories on it. It was kind of a boo-boo there, you know. Yeah. I think they kind of kept it more quiet than what they should have, you know. Questions are hard. Not real hard, but, you know.
They're supposed to be kind of seeing how you felt. Was there anyone that you particularly trusted during the incident? Whose word you particularly relied upon?
I don't know. One minute you heard one thing, the next minute you heard another. You really weren't sure there, you know. Everybody was jumping the gun on things. Mm-hmm. I kind of went with Denton.
Because he's good looking?
I think he had a lot on the ball. I think he kind of got things straightened. Because it was, you know, this had never happened before. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't quite a thing, you know.
Did you have any mental pictures of what was going on?
How do you mean?
Did you think of anything? Like, did you have any?
Oh, I didn't really think of it so much. But like when I was just talking with other people, you know, about what would happen, you know, if it, you know, if we have to evacuate and everything, we couldn't come back, and everything would be, you know, our valley would be ruined from radiation. I think you think of that in a way, you know, how awful it might be.
If the worst had happened, though, what do you think would have occurred?
Well, oh, wouldn't that have been awful? Well, I guess all the people would have had to leave, and, you know, they might
but
not
what,
ever come back to their homes and things.
What with the reactor, though, would have occurred? Do you understand what I mean?
Well, I guess everything would have eventually died off, and we could never come back to around this area. Is that what you mean?
Well, what, like, what thing, what would have happened physically to the reactor? Like, what would the worst be, you think? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I guess there would have been a lot of deaths and things. I kind of was one that was hoping, you know, I thought everything would be, they would get things straightened out, more or less. I didn't really have any thought like that.
Well, did you think the reactor would have exploded, or would have, we would have a meltdown, or what, at the worst?
At first, you know, later in the afternoon, I know, they were kind of, through the night, you know, you were listening to it. They didn't know what was going to happen.
Okay, do you think that anything that happened there affected your health in any way?
No, I didn't really think of it that way. Because, I mean, we were far enough away. You know, I wouldn't do anything to us anyway.
What about the food? Did you have any ideas about buying food or milk from the area?
No.
How do you think others reacted to the situation?
You mean from around here, or, because I know my family, being from Virginia, they called quite a few, get out, I said, no, we'll be fine, you better come down, you know, that's, I think, because, yeah, you know, being, they were worried about it.
How did you think it was best to behave?
Just stay calm, and.
Did you have any trouble staying calm?
I was all right. My boss kind of was all excited. This was later in the afternoon when he was really hyper, you know, kind of. Then when I went home, I said to my family, we might be leaving sooner than what we think, you know. And he also, my husband said, well, just stay calm. And then my family, as I say, started calling, and I was kind of excited. But then I thought, well, just keep my eye on the news. And they had kind of had a low profile, I think. On it, you know, they didn't really make it sound as bad as what it could have been. So believe me, I had my cats packed up. I had my bags packed. I could have gone in a minute. You know.
Oh, you weren't packed in there?
No, well, kind of. We just would have gone away probably for the weekend or so.
And what else would you have taken?
Just my cats, that's all. I wanted to make sure, you know, my animals were all right.
Did you think about God during the situation?
Yeah, we had a church service,
A special church service?
For that. But I just felt that it would be all right. Things would work out.
Were there a lot of people that attended this special church service? And it was mainly directed towards the TMI incident then? So the minister spoke on that.
Yeah,
what
that
did he say?
Well, you know, that he hoped, you know, that it would work out all right.
Did you think that it was God's way of, like, disciplining us?
No, I didn't think about it. Just somebody's blunder or whatever happened that this particular thing happened.
Did you think about that?
No.
Odd questions, huh?
No, that would be the least I'd think of. I think I'd fight it till, you know, I'd be on top there. No, I didn't think of death, no.
Okay, Did you hear any jokes during the incident?
No, not too many. I know I have a t-shirt now. I survived.
So do I.
But you know, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see. Did any books or movies or stories or TV shows or anything like that come to mind?
Well, I didn't see the movie. I had wanted to, but I just didn't get to.
Charm Syndrome?
Right. Yeah. And then, I don't think, you know, you saw bits and pieces on TV, but I haven't seen anything. I would like to see that movie, but other than that, I haven't seen anything, no.
Okay. Were you singing any songs during the time?
Mm-mm.
Did you have any special daydreams?
No. What do you mean daydreams?
Anything that would be odd for...
No, no.
Any night dreams, sleeping dreams?
No.
Was your sleep disturbed?
Not too much, no. I guess because we were far enough away, you know, mm-hmm. from the main area. I know, you think about the people and how they must feel being right on top of it there.
Mm. Did you think this was more frightening than, say, a flood or a hurricane?
Oh, yes,
war?
I think. Yeah, because it was pretty close to home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's right in here. No.
Okay. What's your opinion of nuclear energy? Did you develop one, or did you have one before?
I didn't really have one before, but I think it's something that we're going to have to face. We have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming, you know, and with the accident that's happened in the middle of town, I think it'll, other places might, you know, see, you know, to make sure things are safe, and I see they've been checking them out, mm-hmm. so I'm more thoroughly, so mm-hmm. on. It's a shame it has to be like that. I don't think I'd want to live right on top of a nuclear plant. So. You know,
I don't think so.
Your home is there years ahead of, and then they come in, they take the land, and they build up the thing. And, mm-hmm. Well, it's awfully hard to sell your property and your home to get away.
Mm-hmm.
This wouldn't be for me.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I didn't. It's kind of funny when it happened. I wonder if anyone thought about the wildlife, the animals and things, what would have happened. You know, the people the people that had to evacuate, the mothers and things. But then if some of this had affected the animals, you know, mm-hmm. we feel bad for them because they wouldn't be anything they could do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever wonder if maybe you might have gotten enough of it, running around out there, you know,
yeah.
when you think about that,
mm-hmm.
too.
Did this incident affect your job in any way?
I was busier. I had a lot of calls, people wanting to know about it, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel any special responsibilities?
Well, I had a couple little ladies that had called, and they were really concerned, and I tried to help them, you know, tell them, because mm-hmm. they didn't know what they were to do if the evacuation came. And I said, well, you just keep reading the, you know, we're going to have some details in our mm-hmm. paper, and watch for the paper, and if you had any questions, you could call back. And
mm-hmm.
quite a few there. And the elderly, I think you have to kind of look out for them.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of excited and things.
Is that all you have to say?
That's about it, I guess. I didn't know if you had any other questions or not.